This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, later we got to talk about the Knicks schedule. We got to talk about the upcoming Knicks schedule, right? This is the year that they win the finals. This is the year that they win the championship. You got to see what it's going to take for them to win another 50 games. Use caution, though. Don't believe the hype. As we are finding out with the Mets and the Yankees, don't believe the hype. It's not a guarantee. Anyway, Hell's Bells, Ryan Helsley enters the game. Throwing flames 100 miles an hour. You know, this game, if it goes the rest of the way you would expect it to here, Helsley in the eighth, Diaz in the ninth, Mets win 3-2. That should be a solid win how you draw it up. All you need is a little small ball to take the lead and then the super pen to close the door on the Braves. You win the series, you feel a little bit better about yourselves. 888-808-1019. Let's get these Yankee calls in before we start talking football. And boy, do I need football. Boy, do I need football. I think that the Mets and the Yankees are on scoreboard watching alert the rest of the season where one bad stretch, it's not a guarantee that both teams make the postseason, and they have to. They need to. It's better for baseball. It's better for us here at The Fan to have both the Mets and the Yankees in. But because they've played so terribly over the last 2 months, it is going to be tough down the stretch. And then when football starts, I can watch any NFL team. I can't wait to talk to Mike Sando about these NFL quarterbacks. I'm probably going to play in three different fantasy leagues. We'll get to the football coming up. Mario, Long Beach, back on The Fan. What's up, man?
Yeah, me too. I can't wait for football, man. You know, it's really funny. I think the Yankees, I'm positive. You know, I'm positive there's a couple things going on, and I think they're going to change. Let's go by history.
Because you believe in positivity. You believe in the power of positivity.
Yeah, I want to be. I'm not. What's his name?
Positive Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, I'm not Tommy. but I'm realistic. So let's look at Max Fried, right?
Yes.
Max Fried, I think the last dozen games or something has a terrible ERA. I don't know how many games it is, but there's quite a few games in a row now that he's not pitched.
Yeah, like
not
five well. ERA yeah. More. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you know that he's got the best ERA in all of baseball since 2021?
He's
a top number one.
So I didn't know
change.
That, but I believe it.
I see a course correction because usually you play up to what you've done in your career. It doesn't have to be that
sure,
way.
Back of the baseball
there's a good
card.
Chance.
Yeah, he has to figure it out. Now, I don't know if it's the hand, blister, bleeding, whatever. Him throwing first pitch strikes, getting ahead of counts. Yes, he can still figure it out. I was talking about that earlier about performance is what changes this for the Mets and the Yankees. Guys are underperforming. What changes? It's not Cashman or Stearns at this point. They did their jobs with the roster. Guys got to stay healthy and perform. Go on, Mario.
Yeah, you know, exactly right, man. I sentiment your words. Exactly right. And the next thing is Judge. Judge is in a slump now. Even though he hit a home run here or there, he's in a slump. If he starts hitting good, because Stanton is hitting the crap out of the ball right now. So if Judge starts hitting too, I mean, he's going to start hitting because look at his baseball card, too. He's not hitting right now. I don't know. So, what is his batting average since he came back from the IL?
It's not Judge Ian. I will say that he's been slow to come back. When he homered early in the game the other night, you know, you were thinking like, hey, here he is. So, you know, in his last 15 games, he's batting 180. In the last seven games, 227. He started to pick it up in this last week or so.
And when it gets down to it, Keith, if we want to win, Judge has to perform in the playoffs, too. They're not going to win if he bats 200 in the playoffs.
We say it every year.
And you know what? I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan. They're both in the same category. They both have to do it in the playoffs. You agree?
Regular season MVPs, ghosts when it comes time to get it done in the playoffs.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Yeah, we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson should have won his third MVP. They gave it to Lamar, or they gave it to Josh Allen, and I'm kind of happy for Josh Allen. We'll talk Hard Knocks, too. I don't know if you guys watch Hard Knocks. I didn't want to talk about it yesterday on the morning show or even at night because I wanted to give people some time. I think I'm turning into a Bills fan. Yep, I think I'm turning into a Bills fan. Connor is in Hoboken on the fan next. What's up, man? You got it.
Hey, Keith. First time, long time. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Good. Keith, I have a thought on Aaron Judge. And, you know, slumps happen, and we know post-September this guy disappears. But, you know, I think back to the dog days of the 21st century Yankees, 04, 05, 06. You always felt like there was a sense of comfort with Derek Jeter as the captain. You felt like players were rallying around him. I feel like Aaron Judge has really lacked in his leadership in the dugout. And I was just wondering, like, does he have the ability to motivate a Bellinger or a pitching staff or something? Because he feels invisible as the leader of this team. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Connor. I'll be honest with you. Judge doesn't strike me as a guy that is going to yell or even check anybody on that type of time. I think he leads by example. I think they all love him and admire him. He's larger than life. He's the biggest guy in the building. He's out of this world. Like, you know, he's Judge. But, like, I don't really see him yelling or tightening the team up. I don't think he has that in him. I think he's a gentle giant. I think he's quiet. And, you know, I already jinxed it. This mic is powerful. I apologize. And Cedric Mullins has been on some adventures in Citi Field. He better get some reps in. It is not build a ballpark Camden Yards anymore, said the entertainer. He's been on some adventures in center field. But anyway, he takes a bad route to the ball. And Ryan Helsley gives up a double to Michael Harris. And Eli White is motoring around the base pass. He scores. Tie ball game. 3-3. Michael Harris is on second base now with one out. And here comes that man, Ozzie Albies, who is 2-for-3 with a solo home run and a single, driving in 2 out of the 3 RBI, you know, in the game. So here we go. Ozzie Albies trying to catch up to the fastball, Ryan Helsley. We got a game here, folks. It is not going the way I scripted it. A 3-2 win for the Mets with Helsley in the eighth and Diaz in the ninth. That is not it. Cedric Mullins takes a bad route to that ball. They just showed it on the SNY replay. He's got to figure it out in Queens. 888-808-1019. Did he do it again? Oh, I thought that was a homer off the wall. Ozzie Albies, he doubles. And you know Money Mike scores. It's 4-3 Braves over the Mets in Citi Field. What the hellsley? Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's take a break. And we're going to bring in Mike Sando to talk a little bit of football. QB tiers coming up next on the fan. Let's talk a little football. The quarterback position. Joining us right now is Mike Sando from The Athletic, who every year puts out his QB tiers. He's made his rounds, and he's come back around to do this with me again. I've had him on, I think, the last 2 years. Maybe this is the third year in a row. Mike, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Good, Mike. You know, we are struggling New York baseball fans as I'm watching the Mets right now. Down 4-3, Juan Soto is up with a runner on first, an opportunity to drive in the tying run or hit a home run to take the lead, and I don't have faith that he gets it done. I'd love to see him get it done because, you know, Met fans need it, but we need football. We absolutely need football. And there's some hope in New York and New Jersey around the arrival of Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, because those guys coming from I can't even talk. Juan Soto just struck out on a terrible pitch. My train of thought, I'm like, why are you chasing that pitch? Anyway, back to Russell Wilson with the Giants and, you know, Justin Fields with the Jets. There's some optimism that, you know, these guys are going to, you know, bring some stability to these teams. So let's start talking about how you came up with these QB tiers. You know, how many years you've been doing it, and we'll start at the bottom tier and make our way all the way up to the top.
Yeah, so I've been covering the NFL 28 years. This was my 12th year of doing quarterback tiers. It started in 2014, trying to really identify what it is that people in the league value at the position. And so it evolved, and now, you know, for the last, I don't know, 8-10 years, it seems like the definitions have been pretty firm in terms of, you know, tier one being the best, and tier five would be like, you're not even a starter. So we can discuss, if you want, at any point, you know, what each category means. If you want to start at the bottom, towards the bottom, tier four, there's two ways you can get into tier four. One is you can be a veteran quarterback that, you know, maybe ideally wouldn't start the whole season, or you could be somebody who's barely played, not enough information. And so there's a few in there like that. And so what I do is I, when I put this together, I call, text, visit with in person, you know, 50 coaches and GMs. And so they put each of the quarterbacks into these tiers. And the top of tier four is actually Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. So they're both in that category of, you know, at least half the league or at least half of my 50 people thinking maybe they're not full season starters.
Right.
So in the case of the Giants, they've got a first round pick that maybe we'll see by the end of the year in Jackson Dart. And then, you know, with the Jets, you would assume they're going to, you know, try to build it around Fields and get through the season, you know, with a quarterback run game, which he, that's one thing. He has a special trait still, you know, Fields. He still can run and threaten the defense. I think the problem with Russell Wilson is the thing that made him special before, you know, with that incredible elusiveness and ability to make a play almost magically, that's pretty much gone to where he's kind of a, you know, a little bit of a game manager in there, still throws a good deep ball, but probably isn't really scaring the defense.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it actually all work out, right? Because this is a first-year head coach in Aaron Glenn, first-year offensive coordinator, first-year quarterback. I can't wait to see what it looks like. I think it'll be effective. But I don't know. It's just going to be so different from watching Aaron Rodgers play quarterback to watching Justin Fields for the Jets. And same with Russell Wilson. You know, I also notice Daniel Jones in this tier. Daniel Jones is ranked 30th, and he is in the same tier with Justin Fields at 27 and Russell Wilson at 26, not too far off. But I feel like Russell Wilson, being a veteran, a guy that has seen every defense, a guy that can still throw that moon ball. You know, there were times where Daniel Jones was afraid to push the ball downfield last year. We shouldn't see that with Russell Wilson, and then with Malik Nabers, he should be able to unlock something. If Russ can stay healthy, I think he'll be a good like game manager and also an effective thrower of the ball for the Giants. As you just talked about Justin Fields and his running ability, Russ doesn't have that anymore. Do these guys have the ability to move up? I see Russ drop one tier from where he was last year with the Steelers.
Yeah. So Wilson has dropped 5 years in a row now. So I think we can kind of see the trend there. He's on his third team in 3 years.
Yeah.
He's had, you know, Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, and Mike Tomlin, all potential Hall of Fame coaches, you know, kind of move on from him after, you know, when they could have tried to keep him around. So I think it's clear where he's headed. And the Giants know. I mean, the Giants used to pick in the first round. I think, what will be just interesting to me to see is, you know, can these teams both play good enough on defense to give their quarterbacks a chance to win without having to score a ton of points? I don't think Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are going to be lighting up the scoreboard. They're not going to win games 30-28, right? These are going to have to be games where it's 20-17. And so we know the Giants have really loaded up on their defense. The Jets think they have a good defense. They have a defensive-minded head coach in Aaron Glenn. So I think that's going to be the key as much as anything to be able to win with these quarterbacks.
Okay, before we skip to tier three, I scrolled down to tier five, And it's a guy who's near and dear to my heart. And I look at the picture of him. He's got baby hands. It's Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett is near and dear to my heart because we're from the same town. He graduated from my high school when he was 11 and I was 21. I coached him in Big Red football camp. And for him to even make it to the NFL, to me, like, I live vicariously through him from when he was diving at the pylon as a freshman at Pittsburgh to knock off an undefeated Miami team to doing the fake slide in the bowl game against Wake Forest to being drafted by Pittsburgh. And, you know, he shared the building with, you know, the Steelers as he was a Panther. And, you know, to now to even see him in that tier, I root for Kenny, but it's just crazy. He's not the biggest guy, and I just feel like there's so much stacked against him. I root for him, but I don't know how long he's going to be in the league. And just him being around is, like, for me, and I know a lot of people from Ocean Township that saw him play high school football and then college, like, we're just proud that he's even in the NFL. He did make it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about him that didn't work out was really, even though Pittsburgh's been a great franchise, I think he went there at the wrong time with, you know, I think Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator, and it was a very tough situation. So, you know, he's one of those guys who probably could have benefited if he landed with Kevin O'Connell or Mike Shanahan or Kyle Shanahan or one of those types of guys, maybe had a better chance, and maybe he still can in the future. We'll see what happens with him in Cleveland. But, yeah, he was the only guy down in that Tier 5 where people have kind of written the book on him and don't think he's a starter, but we'll see. We'll see. Tier 3 is interesting because Aaron Rodgers is in it. That's all. He was the biggest faller from last year. And Tier 3 is really, you know, legitimate starting quarterbacks who ideally you wouldn't put a lot on their plate. You wouldn't have them throwing the ball too much. You'd have a good defense, strong run game. And so, you know, Wilson and Fields are kind of either at the bottom of that category or in the next Tier 4. You know, that's kind of how people would see those guys. But Rodgers being in Tier 3 is interesting. Sam Darnold being in Tier 3 is interesting. Another alum of the market there.
Yeah, let's talk about those two guys because they obviously have ties here to the Jets. I mean, when Aaron Rodgers was even suspected of joining the Jets, it was pandemonium around here. Like, we changed our phone number to 888-808-1019 because it became the number 8 Aaron Rodgers hotline. Every day, Aaron Rodgers was a song that doesn't end, and it's over now. I have no faith in him doing anything with the Steelers. I think that he's old. He's past his prime. I don't think he can run anymore. I think he's still so much of a me guy. I don't see him doing anything this year. I think this is his last year. He just didn't want to end with how he ended with the Jets. I just don't see it working with Aaron Rodgers. I think he's done. But Sam Darnold, I have a sneaky suspicion with Sam Darnold. As you know, what's funny, and I'm talking to you like we're friends, but I was at the game last night, and I'm in the in center field over the bullpen, and I yelled to one of the guys in the bullpen of the Minnesota Twins, and I said, "Hey, do you guys have any faith in Sam Darnold this year? Or no, do you guys have any faith in J.J. McCarthy this year?" And a guy goes, "No." And we all start talking about, like, you know, Sam Darnold, how they should have signed Sam Darnold. I think that Sam Darnold with the Seahawks can make some noise. I got no faith in Aaron Rodgers. And both of those guys, as former Jets, I'm sure the Jet fan is not rooting to see them be successful at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with Rodgers, the only hope is that, hey, another year removed from the injury and he's going to, you know, have better legs. But he's 41. It's a new offense for him. It's, you know, DK Metcalf is their top receiver now, and he's just got there, you know, and Rodgers himself just got there in June. So I think it's going to be up and down, and they're going to have to play great defense. And, you know, maybe he can still lead a 2-minute drive every once in a while, but the less he has to do, probably the better. And he can't get out, he can't make the first guy miss, you know, when he's facing the pass rush. So I think that's going to be an issue for him and them. Darnold is going to a pretty good situation in Seattle where they got their defense fixed last year. They were top 10 in the league. That's huge for any quarterback. And then, you know, he's reunited with Clint Kubiak, who they were together with the 49ers for a year. And so he knows the offense that they're running well, and they're going to try to hand it off. They're going to try to run the ball, not ask Sam Darnold to do too much. So I think it's a favorable setup for him. I think Seattle's offensive line is probably improved, at least health-wise. They have a couple of good tackles, so he's got a chance there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what the Seahawks look like. I love that stadium. I think they have a great fan base, and I think in that division might be up for grabs. All right, let's pick up the pace a little bit. We're on the phone right now with Mike Sando from The Athletic, who does the QB tiers every year. I think this is the third year I've had Mike on. I'm fascinated by it. As a former quarterback myself, as a fan of the NFL, just seeing these rankings, and I think it strikes up a lot of debate. So now we're going to start cooking a little bit. Brock Purdy got paid. Jordan Love got paid. Dak Prescott got paid. Baker Mayfield got paid. Like, we're looking at this tier of quarterbacks that got the bag in tier two. But there are some that haven't gotten paid yet. C.J. Stroud, Jaden Daniels, and that's only because they're young. But man, these guys got to continue. I want to ask you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
About Jaden Daniels. He is ranked very high off of 1 year, and I think Jaden Daniels is on sophomore slump alert. I think Jaden Daniels is on don't be Robert Griffin III alert. I think Jaden Daniels without Terry McLaurin is not going to be the same guy. I think Jaden Daniels, if he gets hit, he's kind of frail. Like, what are you thinking in Act 2 for Jaden Daniels this year? What do you think we're going to see out of him and the Commanders?
Yeah, I think there will be some bumps in the road because defenses will be, you know, better prepared to face them. They've got a whole year of tape on them, and that makes it harder. And I think a lot of times we've seen guys, you know, come back to earth a little bit. C.J. Stroud did last year. Justin Herbert, you know, was going to be anointed after he got going early in his career, and he's kind of just hovered around there. He hasn't really taken the next step. So I don't really see, you know, you mentioned the durability. I think that's a potential concern. He did have a rib injury last year, but I do think he checks a lot of the boxes. I think he's a better passer for sure than RG3 was. And, you know, some people have wondered, hey, is Cliff Kingsbury's offense going to get solved kind of the way it did when he had Kyler Murray? But I think unlike Kyler Murray, who had a clause put in his contract telling him he had to study, I think Jaden Daniels is a student of the game. I think he processes the game well. I don't think he's not too short or anything like that. I don't really see any fatal flaw with him. you know, on or off the field. He seems like somebody who's going to work at it and be better. I just wonder if their team holds him back more than the other way around. You know, how good is their roster? It was amazing for him to get to the championship game as a rookie. Didn't even have, he had a bottom 10 defense last year. So it's well earned where he's at, but I think the sophomore slump alert is up for all of these guys.
Okay, here's something I caught as I kind of go back a little bit. And this guy was in the news today because there was a typo on the news that he was on. Michael Penix Jr.
I saw that.
Michael Penix Jr. is 28th in Tier 4. Kirk Cousins is 25th in Tier 3.
Yeah.
Penix is the starter.
Yeah, so here's how that works. This is where, remember I told you Tier 4 is... could be that we don't think you're a starter anymore, or it could be not enough information. So
oh, okay.
Penix got 39 votes in Tier 4. Those aren't negative votes for him. It's like, hey, he only started three games.
Not enough of a sample size at the end of the year last year.
So Kirk Cousins only got 24 Tier 4s, but all of those 24 are like, we think you're done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's 26 people that gave Kirk Cousins Tier 3 benefit of the doubt coming off the injury. That's why he's a little bit ahead of Penix. But I think Cousins is falling. Penix is going to rise quickly once he plays more, in my opinion. And so these will be like two ships passing in the night. It's a little bit of a snapshot now.
All right. Mets lose 4-3. Just updating any of the New York fans driving by wondering what's going on. They lose the series. We're on the phone with Mike Sando, though. We're talking football, and I think we should continue to talk football the rest of the night because that's a bad one. That's a bad one. Okay, here's Jalen Hurts. He's tied for ninth. Jalen Hurts just won the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, you know, he's underrated. Jalen Hurts, I don't know. Well, you know, what are the thoughts around Jalen Hurts? We know. Yeah. All right, it's the team around him.
Yeah, and, you know, diminishing his role kind of as a passer because they became more of a running team with Saquon Barkley. So, you know, I think some fans or people who think that, hey, two Super Bowls in 3 years, Super Bowl MVP outdueled Mahomes last year, maybe some people would push him up to the top of Tier 2. I don't think anybody would put him in Tier 1 with Burrow, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and then very low in Tier 1 Stafford. You might put Hurts in that world, but the voters here, only three of them gave him a Tier 1 vote, 35 in Tier 2 and 12 in Tier 3, which seems pretty low for a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But I think there is a perception, and I think it's probably true, that you know, a couple of years ago, he made a jump in terms of his ability as a passer, but since then, they haven't really leaned into that. It's kind of been about, you know, the whole team and the offensive line and the back, especially, and their defense is good, and Hurts does enough, but they're not really asking him to throw the ball all over the yard.
A couple other suspects in there that, you know, like Dak Prescott, I don't know. I don't expect Dak to be that great. I know he's healthy this year, but I think he's going to be mid. I think the MVP season he had a couple years ago, that's going to be the best season he's had. Jared Goff without Ben Johnson, I expect him to take a step back, and also having a little bit of a hangover off of his terrible playoff performance. Let's get to the cream of the crop, the top of the QB tiers. Number one.
Yeah, so Tier 1. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
No, yep. No, you go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead.
Yeah. So, okay, so Patrick Mahomes, all 50 voters put him in Tier 1. Joe Burrow, all 50 put him into Tier 1. I don't know if that surprises anybody. And
Netflix,
then Josh Allen,
maybe the Netflix doc did it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Yeah. Josh Allen got 47 of 50 in Tier 1, and Lamar Jackson got 46 out of 50 in Tier 1. So those are the super high Tier 1 guys. And then Matthew Stafford kind of sneaked in. He had 26 votes in Tier 1, so he's right at the bottom, right on the borderline of Tier 1, too. But I think it's clear who the top four guys are. You can debate the order. Mahomes probably belongs at the top just because, you know, he has his team in the AFC Championship game every year, the Super Bowl half the time. He's done it when they didn't have a good defense. Now their offense has kind of fallen off, but they were 11-0 in one-score games last year. His magic at the end of games, keeping them afloat. And now we'll see this year if one of these other guys in the AFC, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson in particular, can maybe knock him off in the playoffs, you know, and maybe go get their Super Bowl. And then we can have a discussion about who the top guy is in the league.
Yeah, the Eagles will probably just repeat because they got Saquon in that defense. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, they could.
You know, with Josh Allen winning the MVP, with a lot of talk about Lamar Jackson should have won his third MVP, and, you know, there was a clip in quarterback where Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator of the Chiefs, walks up to Burrow and says, "You're the best in the business," and he's in the building on the same team as Patrick Mahomes. I think it's going to be very interesting this year. The last thing I have for you is just like Patrick Mahomes is going to have the weapons, but Joe Burrow has the ultimate weapon in Ja'Marr Chase. Josh Allen, I don't think, has the weapons. They did just pay his running back, but
Yep.
Yeah, this has got to be the year Lamar Jackson breaks through or Joe Burrow breaks through. I think the Chiefs take a step back. Kelce is cooked. He's focused on Taylor Swift and Josh Allen and the Bills with Hard Knocks. I would love to see them come through. And then we'll see if any of these other quarterbacks, like a Stafford or, like I mentioned, Jalen Hurts, or I haven't said anything about Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert needs a rebound year off of how last year ended. We'll see if any of these guys make a leap.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at those guys in the AFC. I don't know if Joe Burrow's defense will be good enough, but Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson have pretty good teams, and they've been in the mix. And I felt like in the playoffs last year when those two guys lost, they weren't bad, but they were a little sloppy early in the games. The ball was on the ground. It was just a little bit loose early in the games. And I feel like just tighten that up, play a little bit. They didn't blow the game. They weren't, you know, they didn't implode or anything, but just be a little bit sharper from the start for those guys to beat Mahomes.
All right, so last question for you, Mike. Who you drafting in fantasy? What quarterback are you riding with? You're not going to take one of these top-tier guys. There's so many.
Yeah, I think I always wait and just, you know, take somebody. I don't prioritize that position at all. Sometimes I get we all get running backs, and then, you know, sometimes one of those top tight ends is nice, too, if you can get one of those. So that's usually what I do.
Yeah, I'm looking at like a sneaky Jordan Love or like a Bo Nix or a Baker Mayfield. Like, I don't need one of these top guys. I need one of these guys that's just going to put up some numbers and's got good receivers. I haven't mentioned Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
I think with Emeka Buka, I think, you know, adding him to what he's already got, I think that, you know, he could have a sneaky good year. I'm staying away from the
when
the
you're
two
in
woods.
Fantasy, are you playing with the same group of guys that you know?
This year, I'm going to be in three different leagues with people from Yankees Twitter. I actually left the league that I used to be in because they're always doing some sketchy business with the trades. And I just every year. I'm like, how did you end up with the four best running backs? Like, what's going on here? How do I have no running backs? How do I have Zach Moss? You know,
because if you're playing with people that you know, then you can kind of, you know that guy who's a Denver fan is going to overdraft Knicks or whatever. That's nice to know who you're dealing with. If you don't know who they are and who they're fans of and all of that, you know, then it's a little harder.
Yeah, somebody's going to reach for Drake May or something and be like, okay, good luck with Drake May in the fourth round.
Totally. Yeah, that'll happen completely. I live in Seattle area. They used to always take like Russell. I'd be in these leagues, guys would be taking Russell Wilson way too early, you know?
Yeah, I did that one year. Doesn't always work out the way that it seems. Mike, you're the man. Thanks for rocking with us tonight, sharing your thoughts on your QB tiers list. Make sure you guys check Mike Sando out on The Athletic and his 2025 QB tiers. Thanks, Mike.
Have a great night. Go Mets.
Yeah, the Mets got to go. They got to go somewhere. 888-808-1019. Now we're wide open, folks. The Braves defeat the Mets 4-3. Ryan Helsley has not been good. As much as I remember coming in here that night, that was the day before the trade deadline, saying, wow, the Mets won the day. You know, because the Phillies went out and got John Duran after the Tyler Rogers move, and then Stearns, you know, doubled up on the Tyler Rogers move with Ryan Helsley. So it's like, oh, they got Gregory Soto, Tyler Rogers, Ryan Helsley. Listen to me, folks, as we are about to go to break, and I see people want to talk about the QB tiers. I see people want to talk about the Yankees, and we're definitely about to get an influx of Mets calls, and you guys watching on the live stream, I'm about to hit the chat. I'm sure now the chat is rocking out. We've got over 125 people in the chat, and I'm sure some Mets fans are going to come in and express their frustration dropping a series at home to the Braves. You went out and got Tyler Rogers and Ryan Helsley and gave up a lot for them. They are rentals. They might be gone next year. And the way that it's trending, why wouldn't they be gone next year? I know you got the money. I know you got the rich owner. But it's been rough for them. And, I mean, it's baseball. It's tough. But as I'm looking at this game in here, trying to watch the game, doing two interviews, talking to people in the chat, when Tyler Rogers comes into that game for Kodai Senga, Ozzie Albies knocks in a run off him. Ozzie Albies balled tonight. I know who the big shot of the night is. And then also, he got Helsley too. So you're the way you draw it up, right, the way that this team, the strength of this team, outside of the high-priced lineup, the strength of this team is supposed to be the super pen. And the way that you drew it up, you thought this game was going to end 3-2, at least I did, going Tyler Rogers, Helsley, Diaz. And these guys let you down tonight. And of course, you can be very upset at the Mets offense, who the last two nights, yeah, they came out hitting home runs, they came out driving in runs, but tonight, six hits, 1-for-2 at running runners in scoring position. They didn't even have many opportunities. They left three on. Yeah, we're going to have to talk about this one. I'm going to take a break so I can look through the box score and everything. Now we're wide open for calls on the quarterback tiers, the Let It Happen Mets, and of course the Yankees, who can't hurt us tonight, but they could hurt us in St. Louis. They haven't had success there in the past few years. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial 888-808-1019. We got plenty of time. No more guests. Just you and I. Call the Fan. I'll be right back. Welcome to hell. The Mets fan cannot wake up from the nightmare. You off the roller coaster yet? What else do you need to see? Hell's bells. Ryan Helsley, like, that's tough, bro. Before the break, I was talking about the super pen. Ryan Helsley, Tyler Rogers, they've not been what you expected. This lineup is not good enough. Should have saved some for today. Should have saved some for today. They didn't have it, man. I don't know. 888-808-1019. I'm in here interviewing Mike Sando, and we're talking about the top quarterbacks in the NFL. Before that, I'm trying to set the scene of the Mets going to their bullpen and winning this game 3-2. That's how you draw it up, right? And I don't have any answers anymore. Even today when I started my show, I said, you know what? We turn the page, right? You have another opportunity, an opportunity for redemption. Kodai Senga had actually went out there, struck out seven, and pitched into the sixth inning and gave you a shot, right? You know, what you were looking for from a starter tonight, you got that. Then you go to the bullpen, and Tyler Rogers, right away, Ozzie Albies, man. Stay tuned for the big shot of the night. Ozzie Albies, he was on a mission. And see, this is what I'm talking about as well, as we talk about the strength of schedule and these soft teams and a soft schedule. There are no soft teams. All these teams have players that can decide, oh, I'm going to be the guy tonight. I'm going to kill you tonight. I'm locked in tonight. Ozzie Albies was locked in tonight. And the Braves were running the bases and doing enough, and they pitched well enough. Held the Mets' vaunted lineup, high-priced lineup, to three runs. And Juan Soto, again, with an opportunity to either tie the game or take the lead with a homer, comes up Pequeño, Poco, Small. Juan, there's a new one, Juan Poco. I got to check my Espanol de lo mio. I don't know. Robbie's in Lennox on the Fan. What's up, Robbie?
I think it's Juan Loco, right? How you doing, Keith?
Juan Toto. Juan Solo. Juan Soso.
Juan Soto. I got to say a couple of things tonight. First of all, about the Yankees. I mean, Cam Schlittler. Can we get this guy to go more than five innings? I was so aggravated last night. This is where baseball makes no sense.
He's a kid. They're protecting him. I was in there. We were all kind of like 86 pitches.
Come on, stop it.
No, you're right. They should have at least let him start the – and this is how they need to approach the rest of this. Bring him back out there and go batter to batter.
Well, also, you're going to burn out the bullpen as well. You know, the other thing is I'm showing my age, okay, Keith, because I'm 60 right now. And I remember when Doc came up and guys came up when I was a kid, and Ron Guidry came up and guys came up when I was younger. And they didn't baby these guys. I mean, I used to watch Doc throw complete games. That's what's so ridiculous about this. The guy gave up one run on two hits. Please, can you do that? Now, I got to get to the Met game tonight. First of all, why can't Diaz pitch two innings? That's first asinine to begin with. Second of all, why, when you throw 102 miles an hour and you're Helsley, why are you throwing breaking pitches? Both Harris's and Albies' hits were both thrown on breaking balls, yeah. And there were meatballs right down the middle.
Second-guessing yourself.
Dumb.
Game
so
on the line. Team reeling. You're a new
right.
guy. Do like stick to what they brought you here to do. Go on.
How does that make any sense to me at all? And the other thing, too, is like when you have – when you have Diaz's stuff, I mean, I'm sorry, you cannot screw around. And the other thing, too, is if you're going to bring, why do you take Cortez Zing out? You can't let him go one more batter and let him get through six. The problem is both these teams have taxed their bullpen because nobody wants to get anybody at links.
Like Mendoza
does the same stupid things that Boone does. That's what's amazing. They all do the same crap.
Yeah, Mendoza came out of the,
buddy.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. I've been saying it all week. I said it on the morning show. I'm like, did you hear Mendoza call Justin Hagenman Hagee? Like Boone calls Ian Hamilton Hammy, Oswaldo Cabrera Cabby. Man, enough of the buddy, everybody. Like, nah, this is your boss. Carlos Mendoza, I'm looking at him right now. The Mets have lost 13 of their last 15 games. You absolutely cannot, after being swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. And like I said earlier, three games that you could have won. You cannot come home and lose to the measly Braves. They're trash can this year. And we kind of knew it. Because I said going into it, hey, it's not going to be easy. The Braves see that Met jersey and they come alive. Boy, did they come alive from the fourth inning last night to this rubber match today. Shouldn't even have been a rubber match.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What a terrible feeling when the two guys, like I said, that you got as rentals, right? Because why do you go get these guys and give up what you gave up for these guys as rentals? Because this is supposed to be a year that you're expected to get back to the NLCS, potentially the World Series. Why do you go out and get Juan Soto and give him almost $800 million? Because you're expecting to go to the Fall Classic, right? You got that feeling last year of postseason games in Citi Field. You want that again. Both the Mets and the Yankees are on postseason elimination watch the rest of the way. Don't you love baseball? Dominic is in East Rochester on the fan. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Keith McPherson. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. I do love baseball. I haven't had faith in these teams all year. I'm probably the only host on the fan that consistently said neither one of these are winning. You can go back months, and I'm like, neither one of these teams are winning the World Series, let alone getting there. But now that we're in the dog days, and you're seeing how the Yankees have no urgency and the little things they do, like Robbie was talking about taking out Cam Schlittler and electing to go on to Yerry De Los Santos, which whatever, it didn't work. He's been good, but it's like you chose to go there after he pitched the night before. You could have stayed away from him like we've seen you stay away from guys. And then, not telling us about Goldie. And then Goldie can't pitch hit, and now here we are, you know. And then the Mets, they can't get right. You got to win that game. You got to win a low-scoring game like that in your building. But you know what? We all knew. Once they went down, I said to Connor, I said, these guys don't do anything at the end of the game. They're about to go quietly into the night. So it is bad for us as New York baseball fans. It is a sick, twisted experience over the last 2 months. Two teams that were up with leads in first place. Two teams with over $310 million payrolls, expectations of going to a World Series. But they might not make the post. Both might not make it.
So, Keith, you said it didn't work?
Like you always say, it's not working. Nothing works.
You said it didn't work. You said, you're killing me. You know, when these guys call and talk about the Mets, I feel like they're talking about the Yankees. I mean, they're one, you
we're
know.
We're in the mirror. We're looking at each other like the Spider-Man.
We're in a mirror.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they're in a mirror. You know, it's crazy. And the thing with Boone, I mean, you know, the guys are calling and they're talking about A-Rod and guys like when they want David Cohn to be the manager.
Yeah, Jeter's going to come back and be the GM, and Posada's going to manage.
I didn't want Boone from day one. Not because he's a bad guy or that it's a guy, he was an unlikable guy. No experience. And it's showing. You know something, Keith? When he gets his next job, and he'll get another job because of who he is, he'll get another job. He's liable to be successful because he's trained on the Yankees. Okay? He's trained Yankees.
And in 3 years, when Terry Francona hangs it up, he'll go back to Cincinnati and he'll be the Reds manager.
You know, and he's liable to be, you know, successful because he had some training. And then Keith, you know, you killed me when you say, you know, if we were to replace Cashman like we should, that it would be with the analytics guy. Dear God, you know, dear God in heaven. But anyway, you know, another thing, Keith, that's going on. I was wrong about Stanton. I mean, I figured, you know, if it was up to me, while Stanton was hurt, I would have, you know, just got rid of him. But, Keith, with him playing the field and running the bases, mm-hmm. You know, it's like a dog chasing cars. It's like, you know what's going to eventually.
you're watching in fear. The whole time you're watching and you're just, whoa.
Yeah. You know, as far as the managers go, by the way, another guy that would be my personal favorite is Flaherty. But again, no experience. There's only three guys that can come back as manager of the Yankees, and none of them are going to get the deal. One guy's got a shot. Girardi should come back. They'll never hire him because he's not going to put up with this nonsense. You know, Willie Randolph, I think a guy that you like, you know, they're not going to bring him in because they don't want to discipline. The only guy that's got a shot is Donnie Baseball. And even that's
Brian Cashman is going to be picking. They gave Aaron Boone an extension. He'll be here the next couple years. And then who knows where they go after that? Yeah. Thanks for the call, Dom. 888-808-1019. It ain't working, man. It ain't fun. I want to listen to some Carlos Mendoza sound. Connor will get some post-game stuff from the Mets in here. My boy Dre is tweeting me saying he's off the roller coaster and that Mendoza is a Boone replica. I got to hear this post-game because I'm sure he went to the Aaron Boone School of post-game question answering, and they're starting to be eerily similar with their bullpen decisions and when it doesn't go right and then what they say to the media after when questioned on it. And yeah, I feel for the Met fan. Usually I'm trolling, but I can't troll. I said one of the worst things about the Yankees losing, we can't even enjoy the Mets losing. We're both losers. I'm a loser. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 2 hours to go. I can't wait for the Jets and the Giants to play on Saturday. Start the football. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.